No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today I'm having to sit down with an artist. I got some good news for you. You already made your way onto, I do a playlist for myself, the songs I'm listening to every year. You're already on my 2024 list.
Appreciate that.
That one with Hot Boy and who else is on it?
30.
Big 30. Yeah. Exactly. I only have like four songs on my list. Three songs. And that's one of them. So
appreciate that, man.
That's a banger. And I've been just impressed by the music in general. You got some really good shit.
Appreciate that.
How you feeling? What's going on?
Man, not chilling. Tape on the way in 4 days.
You just got off the plane?
Yeah, just got off the plane straight to you.
What do we have to expect from this tape?
Man, I got features from ESTG, Babyface Ray, Ralph O'Neal, Lil Tyler. My brother, Big Homie, and THF Lil.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Definitely. Okay, so let's talk about the early days of GMO Stacks. Where are you from? You're from the west side, right?
Yeah, west side of Detroit.
Mm-hmm. And what was life like growing up?
I mean, life, you know how life be growing up. It just be a lot going on. I was bad as hell growing up.
Mm.
Feel me? I was always outside, you feel me? Being bad as hell.
Doing what kind of stuff?
Man, that shit don't even matter. I ain't even go that far on that
but
shit.
Even but even from a young age, you were doing shit that was so bad you can't talk about it?
Like throwing rocks at cars and, you know, funny little shit like that. Throwing rocks at cars, running from them, riding bikes, doing dumb little bad kid shit. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, shit like that, you feel me?
But did you see it early on, like, in terms of just the fact that the area you lived in, there was some serious shit going on?
Man, yeah, for sure. Cause I didn't.
He's trying to give you.
It done been a lot. You feel me? I done seen a lot of niggas that done been around, then went down for some, you know, or some shit like that. So I already knew how this shit go, for real.
Did your parents try real hard to get you to stay on the straight and narrow, though?
My mama, she raised us really, you feel me, by herself, for real. Feel me, my mama. I live with my mama. Feel me, my pops, he was in and out of jail, you feel me, a lot. But when he got a chance, he, you feel me, like, he'll be there for us, you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
But, like, do you think that not having your dad around is why you kind of went more towards the streets and shit?
I mean, I be asking myself that, mm-hmm. Feel me, but we'll never know, because I ain't never had that, you feel me, type of shit going on in my life. Like,
right.
You feel me? So we'll never know, you feel me? Real shit.
That's how I feel about that, though. But so, okay, like, your mom, did she seem like she understood the challenge that she was dealing with, or was she just so overwhelmed by having so many kids that she couldn't really, like, try to get in between you and doing bad stuff?
I mean, no, she for sure stayed on my ass. Mom ain't never let up on me, you feel me?
Mm.
She ain't never let up on me. Like, she made sure I knew that she on my ass, you feel me? That always stayed in my head, like, man, I'm out there in my OG mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Every time, it never been a time she ain't gave a fuck, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, to this day, she give a fuck, you feel me?
Definitely. So, okay, I didn't really, like, find any information about it online, but did you have, like, a criminal history when you were younger and everything? Did you get in trouble a bunch?
I mean, I went to JDF Juvenile one time, you feel me, for some shit with a BB gun, some little shit, you feel me? But I ain't really got no criminal record, you feel me?
Right.
Because the lady, I shot a little kid. She tried to press charges on me and shit.
You shot him with a BB gun?
Yeah.
Where'd you hit him?
Oh, it was some little funny shit, like in his stomach and shit.
Wasn't
no serious shit, but she just tried to overdo it to the point where she wanted me to get locked up. You get what I'm saying?
Mm.
She just didn't like me, you feel me? Like, where I stayed at, I was just always the kid. Like, you feel me? All the mamas in. Where I stayed at, I was always the kid. Like, all the mamas be like, don't hang with him. Don't hang with him. You get what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And I only had a select few of friends, and then it'd be all the other kids running around there, not with me because their mama said, don't be with me. You get what I'm saying? But they'll still play and shit and sneak. You feel me? And then they'll go running in the house crying to her like, oh, he did this. You get what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And they OG overdo it every time. Like, I already told y'all I don't be with him. You get what I'm saying? But I never knew that they mama said don't be with me. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just something I learned. You feel me? Growing up. Like, damn. You feel me? You get what I'm saying?
So that explains why you had to shoot this kid with the BB gun?
Nah, he shot me.
He did?
Yeah, he shot me with a BB
gun. But was this normal for you at the time that y'all were just carrying BB guns?
We was kids playing with BB guns. Like, you know how the cap guns and shit. You right. know how that shit go. But we was just young as hell, for real. You don't got no lighter?
Yeah, I do, actually.
And we was kids. Like, it wasn't no shit like that. Like.
Definitely.
But she just overdid, like, called the ambulance, and just made it a problem, called the police on me, you get what I'm saying? So she just overdid the situation.
Right. Shit. Did you make it through high school?
Nah, I just stopped going at the, like, I was in 10th grade. And COVID hit, for real, you feel me? They kicked me out of school, for real. And I had got back in school. Streets, my nigga Streets, he called me like, man, I can get you back in school, you feel me? But he was out of school, you feel me? Mm-hmm. I'm like, how, you feel me? He like, man, the dean wanted me to go perform at his little event for free, you feel me? I was rapping at the time, too, you feel me? So I'm in high school at the time. I had did some little bullshit, got expelled. And they like, you can get back in school if you perform at this event for free, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I'm like, damn. You feel me? I'm about to take this rap shit serious if I'm getting back in school. You feel me?
Right.
Off of me just doing the show. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
For free. You feel me?
So you went and did it?
No, I never did it because COVID.
Oh, okay, okay. Damn, so was COVID part of the reason why you started taking rapping serious or what?
For sure.
So you just had a bunch of time?
Yeah, for sure. I say that COVID a reason, you feel me? And then after that, around COVID time, you feel me? I was fucking with my nigga Shiesty too, you feel me? Free Shiesty, you feel me? So around that time, you feel me? It was just like some shit I couldn't believe, you feel me? On some shit, you get what I'm saying?
But you already knew Pooh Shiesty, or how did you get in touch with him?
He was fucking with me, and my nigga Baby Shiesty, I knew Baby Shiesty, you feel me? And
right, I seen you in the Dirty Glove Bastard interview with him, and I'd heard Pooh Shiesty mention him a few times in songs and stuff.
Yeah, that's my nigga. Shout out my nigga Baby Shiesty. He put him hip to me for real, you feel me? And he just fucked with me so hard. He just got, feel me, shouting me out and shit, you feel me? And we locked in, you feel me? That shit deeper than rap, nah.
So he was just fucking with your music?
Yeah.
And then Pooh Shiesty.
Just fucking with me and all the bros, all my niggas, little bro.
Right.
Big homie, you feel me? My cousin V's, you feel me? He was with all of us.
But he didn't really start. Was Pooh Shiesty already blowing up at that point, or is this a little bit before?
It's right at the Back in Blood.
Oh, okay, yeah. So he's already out of here. And so how much were you moving around with him, and like, what was that relationship like?
Man, that shit turned to an everyday thing, like, feel me? I had some little shit going on in the city, you feel me? And I just went with bro, you feel me? And locked in on the rap shit, you know what I'm saying?
Got out of Detroit?
Yeah, I had went and locked in with bro and shit, feel me? Just to get out of the city, you feel me? Just to get out that environment and really get a chance to take rap series and shit, you feel me? And shit, it went from there, you feel me? Bro told me to come with him, and I ain't leave his side.
You know, was he still in Memphis, or was he in Atlanta at that point?
We was everywhere.
Oh, okay. We was
everywhere. Yeah, we was moving around everywhere, you feel me? And then the COVID, you know, the arenas, we was everywhere, every show, you know, going up.
You said V's is your cousin? You ever try the V's flakes?
Nah.
You see those?
I ain't get a taste on yet. I ain't no big fan of cereal, but.
Yeah, cereal.
Cuz hard as hell for that shit.
Yeah, I don't know why. That just showed up one day, and then all of a sudden we had the V's cereal. I don't know if they can even see it on the camera, but.
He hard for that, though.
Yeah.
I see a lot of people buying it, so. I see it here.
Okay, when you were, I don't think it's like for sale that many places. I think that it was just like a promotional thing for an album or a mixtape or something, but who knows. But when you were moving around with Shiesty during that period of time, like, I feel like in retrospect, when I look at his career, and I was a huge fan musically and was like genuinely bummed when we didn't really have any more music to listen to from him and everything. But if you look at that time period, he wasn't really like famous for that long, and he got in a lot of trouble for a lot of different situations that when you look at it, it's kind of like, damn, like that was the product of him being like freshly brand new famous and maybe not making the best decisions. Did you see a little bit of that while you were rolling around with him?
I mean, I want to say that. I'll just say, niggas learn from their mistakes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
But that's the problem with him is he didn't really get much time to learn from his mistakes. Like, as a famous person, you know, obviously he was a person for a long time, but then he blows up, and within like 6 months, he has like a couple different incidents that get him locked up for like 5 years or whatever it's supposed to be. And it's just like a real shame that he didn't get like an opportunity.
Yeah, I'm away though.
How long you think till he's out?
Yeah, I'm away.
He's been locked up for what, like a year?
Is he popping out? He might pop out tomorrow. You never know, for real.
Yeah, I guess that is true. A lot of times, hey, people get 5 years and they'll be out in two or whatever, right?
Nah.
I mean, did he get 5 years or like what? I don't know what the actual
he
sentence
on
was.
The way.
That's just like in my head, I was expecting him. I thought that was his sentence. But
he on the way.
He's on the way. Prayers up. What, how much music do you guys actually make together? Because you only have that one song out with the video,
two
right?
Songs. Yeah,
two songs?
We have made like 2-3 songs. Yeah, for sure. Two songs out though. We made like 3.
Was there a big difference between you and him on account of like one dude from being from Memphis and another dude being from Detroit, or did it feel like regular shit?
I swear to God, I feel like we knew each other our whole life. All them niggas, my nigga 30, feel like I knew him my whole life. That's like a big brother I never had. Shiesty, a big brother I never had. You know what I'm saying? On some shit like that, like, feel me? And they fucked me up because we from two different states, but feel me? I feel like I knew them my whole life. Real shit.
Damn.
See,
did you kind of fuck up your motivation at all when he got locked up, or?
Oh, you gotta keep this shit going for him, you feel me?
Uh-huh.
You gotta hold this shit down. Why, you feel me? Hold this shit down. That's all you supposed to do. If I get locked up, I know he gonna hold it down. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's supposed to be the same way. If he get locked up, I post all this shit down 30, or else we gonna hold this shit down.
Was it ever discussed that you signing to him?
I mean, for sure, but... Feel me?
You didn't get to that point?
It's not even that. Bro told me I'm chopper game. But you feel me? I'm that. You get what I'm saying? Without you signing the paper, you feel me? Like that's how close we got. Like, you feel me? Some shit like that. And bro always supported me. You feel me?
Definitely. Okay, so what made you actually, like, want to start rapping in the first place? Like, what led up to that?
Kept getting kicked out of school. And I'm just thinking, like, damn, I can't be like, you feel me? I can't be like everybody else that I see every day. I can't do that same shit, you feel me? So I just took that shit serious. And I stayed in the booth. I was in the booth every day. Once I got in the booth the first time, and everybody heard my song, that's when everything happened. Like
they thought you were hard right away. It didn't
right
take
away.
A while.
My first song, niggas thought I was hard. I'm in the studio. We was all in the studios. Us, my cousin CP, Band Gang was there. This one Band Gang was going. You feel me? I'm young as hell. You feel me? They come in there hearing my shit like, yeah, you hard, you feel me? And that shit just made me want to rap more, you feel me? You know, some shit like that.
Right. When you were, like, probably younger than a lot of these dudes, right?
I was 15.
Because that's one thing about Detroit, is that a lot of the dudes who are the most popping out of Detroit are older and have been rapping for, like, a long-ass time and are just finally, like, catching their wave.
Yeah, if fuck niggas' heads up, like, my cousin V's told me this, like, you brave as hell for rapping this young. Ain't no, you feel me? I just made all the other young niggas want to do this shit too. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm.
And crack out their shell. You feel what I'm saying? Because, you know, niggas don't got that type of, I don't know, like, let me say the best word, that type of, you know the word I'm looking for?
No, you got to give me more.
That type of,
confidence?
Confidence.
Okay.
Confidence, yeah. That self-confidence. You feel me? And he told me, like, you feel me, you doing some shit. A lot of niggas were scared to do it your age. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
But you felt like everybody embraced you, or do you feel like they
sure.
felt threatened?
No, for sure.
Because if I'm a 35-year-old rapper who just got popping and there's a 16-year-old kid out here rapping, I'm going to be looking at him like, God damn it, this is the guy who's going to take my job.
Nah, I don't need no shit like that. Like, everybody already knew me, you feel me?
Okay.
So when I started rapping, everybody knew my, I ain't even going to say everybody knew me, everybody knew my face.
Right.
So when I started rapping, it just, like, damn, I know this little nigga, and I was hard, you feel me? And I'm hard, you get what I'm saying? So when I first started up, nigga straight caught on to it, you get what I'm saying? It wasn't no second guessing me, you get what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
On some shit like that.
Definitely. And so did you see yourself getting a fan base, like, right away, or how long did it take before it felt like, oh, you actually had some motion, shit was working?
My third song, me and V's.
V's was on your third song.
Yeah, my third song, third or fourth.
Was V's already really popping at this point, I guess?
We just started rapping.
I feel like I interviewed V's like 2 years ago.
We both just started rapping.
But it also didn't really feel like he was huge yet at that point. Now it kind of feels like he's huge, pretty huge.
Nah, he going. And then when we made that bitch went up so quick. Feel me? Whole city banging it. Go to the store, you hear them banging it. You get what I'm saying?
Mm.
All type of shit. You feel me? I just knew then the whole city knew me. And I'm turned. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Shit. I ain't never looked back since.
You were already GMO at this point? Or?
No, I was Stacks.
You're just Stacks?
Yeah. Matter of fact, I think I was GMO Stacks.
Did you start it, or is this an existing
crew?
No,
I started it. Okay. I ain't going to say I started it. It's some shit my big cousins used to say, and I just kept it going. You get what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like, it's some shit they used to just say, like, feel me? Like, members only, you get what I'm saying? Gang members only, you know what I'm saying? And I just kept this shit going, you feel me? Because Stacks couldn't get branded or marketed because it was already took, you get what I'm saying? So I kept this shit going, you feel me?
Definitely. But everybody else put the GMO on their name, or did they already have it? Because there's like...
Hey, Lord, I mean, when this shit got going, it wasn't no gang. Like, it wasn't no... Right, I ain't even going to say no gang. It wasn't no...
The rap crew.
It wasn't no rap label yet. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Wasn't no label yet. GMO wasn't no label yet. So when I turned it to the label, I just put it in front of my name.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Some shit that meant something to me too. You know what I'm saying? Because it means something to me. Because niggas I lost, niggas that's locked up, they all used to say this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And I just kept this shit going.
But when you started going, did it feel like everybody from your neighborhood or like the older guys that you kind of grew up around, did they like fully embrace you and get behind you and want to see you succeed and shit?
For sure, from day one. From day one. For sure.
What was that like? Because you're that young. You need guidance, right?
Yeah, it felt good. So still feel good, you feel me? But just being that young... And being that young, and feel me, and all your big bros and shit coming to the studio with you, that shit hit different. You get what I'm saying?
Mm.
For sure. It hit different.
Well, I mean, you know,
like, damn, like, I ain't in the studio with, like, I'm in the studio with my little brothers, but my big bros and that bitch too with me, you feel me? And they feeling the music. You feel me? So I just knew then, like, damn. You feel me?
I mean, you're not like a drill rapper, but it's definitely like a thing where if you're going to be a young rapper coming out of a dangerous ass city, you really better have your crew that you're moving around with right, or else it's a big potential liability.
For sure.
Yeah, definitely feels like that's a big part of the game. If you're just a lone wolf, it might be kind of hard.
Yeah.
It might be difficult to navigate.
I mean, I want to say that, though. It's just about how you move.
Yeah, it's definitely about how you
it's
move.
It's just about how you move.
But if you want to move freely.
Yeah.
Well, really, nobody moving freely, right?
Yeah, ain't nobody out here just doing anything.
Everybody got to be calculated with how they move. It's like, you have to be able to navigate the part of your career before you make enough money to get security full-time.
I mean, I'd rather pay my niggas to be security. I'm not about to just pay a nigga I don't know from a can of paint to be my security. I throw my nigga something, like, you feel me? Just off the strength, like, that's just me personally. I'm not about to pay no outside nigga I don't know acting like he on that for me just so he can get paid. You know what I'm saying?
All right, if it's your homie and he has the appropriate permits and shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, CPL or that, I'm not about this. You know what I'm saying?
Because that dude out there can kill somebody for me and he going to go home and go to sleep. He don't got to worry about nothing.
Yeah, like some shit like that. That's what I'm saying.
Hopefully you don't have to, but.
A nigga that.
Whereas, like, if I just had a homie with a gun and he killed somebody, I mean, you know, it's probably justified if he had to do it, but it's still, like, you're going to have to go through hell and court and shit to beat that, you know?
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, for sure, you got to have a nigga with a CPL around, for sure, you feel me?
Right.
Can't just be out here doing anything.
I kind of feel like Detroit is a place that seems like it's so f***ed up and lawless that people are just doing whatever out there. Like, it's hella dangerous. Is that the vibe?
Man. Detroit gonna be Detroit. You feel me? I don't know what niggas going through. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you too much about that. You know what I'm saying?
But that's not the vibe around town. It's just like, damn, this place is fucked up. Like,
Detroit
shit definitely go
up
down
right
around
now. We
here.
Going up.
Yeah.
We going up. You see the Lions in the playoffs. Going up.
Do you feel like Detroit's improving and getting better right now?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's a lot of shit that's getting built, for sure.
Detroit gets shit on in the media.
Man.
They'll always be like, look at this 4-story house that you can buy in Detroit for $400.
I'm glad I grew up in Detroit.
That's how you be a man?
I swear to God, I'm glad I grew up in Detroit.
Hmm.
I stand on that.
Would you want to raise your kids there?
I mean, they always be able to go back there, but.
If possible, you'd rather move to the suburbs or L.A.
Out of town.
Somewhere out of town, yeah.
I wouldn't even probably. I mean, L.A., I probably would come here, but. You feel me? It's a couple other states I'd go to, too. For sure.
Florida, Atlanta?
I mean. Yeah, them in there, but it's a couple more.
I know Atlanta's not a state. I can already imagine the comments coming.
Yeah, Georgia. Georgia.
Yeah. But, like, one of those places sounds a little bit more appealing.
Yeah.
You just start fresh, you know? I see the way that people act, like the rappers I talk to when they move to somewhere like Atlanta from Chicago, and it's like, damn, they feel so free. Like, life is a lot
simpler. I mean, yeah, you feel like that. For sure. You just feel like you can. But you still got to be on point anywhere you go.
Mm.
You feel me? You feel like less people know you. You feel me? But you still got to be on point. You still a rapper and you still. So any rapper who move out of town probably feel the same. But no, they still got to be on point.
Mm.
Feel me?
When did it start to feel like the music was really blowing up? I mean, you said the third song, but like, were you just full steam ahead there, like career wise, just trying to make shit happen after that?
I mean, I was still playing. I was a kid still. I was young as hell.
Mm.
Feel me? But at the back from the dead, you feel me? That's when I knew, you feel me? And I was getting a little older. I'm like, damn, I gotta keep going. I gotta turn this shit up. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Shit like that. And just make a way for me and all my people. Feel me, my mama, you feel me?
did you end up, you get like a manager, you have like an official team around you to help you make moves and shit, or is it mostly you?
I got a manager, and it's me, feel me? I got a team too, though. Shout out my team, you feel me? I ain't gonna, you feel me? But,
yeah. Right, definitely. Okay, so a lot of people probably are wondering at what point in the interview I was going to ask about this, but there's that video that came out from Lando's studio of you getting into an altercation with Skilla Baby. What led up to that?
I can't even remember, man. This week I meet high as hell. I swear to God.
You do look a little high for sure.
You got me high as fuck.
There's a story that basically, like, Skilla got into an altercation with your big brother at the club and ended up getting a fight with him, and that's what provoked that?
Hell no.
That's fake news?
Yeah, that's cow.
So what were you guys saying in that surveillance camera tape?
Man, I told you, I'm so high of this weed, I don't remember. I swear.
So should I try to flesh this out a little bit more? Because allegedly, it kind of spilled out into the parking lot after that, and there was a shot fired.
What?
No?
My hell no.
Oh, okay. Because I kind of seen you like talk about this on Instagram Live, and him too. I've kind of seen you guys go back and forth on this. I feel like I got
about
the story figured out.
About what?
About this altercation with the chain being snatched and everything.
I don't know. Nothing about that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So where are you guys at now?
That's my dog.
Is it?
Yeah.
Were you involved when he got ran up on in the mall the other day?
No, that's my dog.
Because a lot of people noted that it's kind of interesting because you're both from the west side. It's a little bit of competition there.
Man, that's my dog. I don't look at nobody's competition. You feel me? I'm on my own lane.
Right.
Yeah.
I noticed you took that Pooh Shiesty song as a real opportunity to kind of comment on this matter as well.
What's that?
Just to speak about the whole chain snatching scenario and everything. Are you just not talking about it to me because you know that I'm like a secret Skilla Baby agent?
Huh?
Well, that's my boy, so, you know, and I just met you.
Yeah.
You just don't want to talk about it with me because you know that I'm a little tied in.
What's up, bro?
How you doing? No, I don't take sides. Yeah, just so you know, I'll reassure you.
That's real.
I play it cool and calm, right down the middle. Friends with people on both sides of a conflict.
That's real.
You know, I don't really get involved.
Oh, man, I feel you on that.
You like Jack Harlow?
Yeah, I f*** with Jack.
Is it tough for you when you're singing along to that song and he shouts him out? That is what an agent would say, huh?
I'll f*** with that song.
That's a good one, right? Yeah. That's why you guys gotta squash it.
I told you, that's my dog.
How do you feel about the YouTube videos that there's information in some of these YouTube videos that I will absolutely not get into, but they allege a lot of violence that kind of stemmed from this whole situation.
Man, on all my niggas that's gone, ain't no violence, nothing from this, nothing. On all my niggas that's gone, ain't nothing happened from nothing. Like, ever.
So, like, the GMO members that you have lost, that's totally unrelated?
For sure.
The situations that have played out in recent months.
For sure.
That's good. Okay, we can switch beefs. What's going on with Cash Gang? I seen you arguing with my boy Big Key.
Friend.
He is locked up now, huh?
friend.
I heard you guys talking about meeting up, doing a turkey drive or something. What's that about?
Yeah, we setting up something for the community.
A turkey drive?
No, it's not no turkey drive no more. We're going to do something else.
Really? Yeah. What inspired you to do that?
Switch it up.
Definitely. How did all that start, though? Those are just beef with everybody, huh? See, it's interesting that you try to do this, because I feel like Skilla was the one who was not talking about it, and you were talking about it a lot at first, and then you saw him not talking about it, so now you want to not talk about it, but in reality, I've seen him talk about it a lot after all this on Instagram, too. He just took a while. He got all fed up before he started speaking on it.
I still don't know what you're talking about.
I'm going to do the emoji where I sit back and rub my chin. Just contemplate. Okay, fair enough. So was there a situation where you got jumped a few months ago? Or?
Yeah, I got jumped.
What happened?
Shit, I got snuck. Shit.
Where were you at?
That's all that happened. I got jumped. I got snuck. And I have a scratch on me. Shit.
So it was no big deal?
No. That shit was no big deal.
No serious bodily harm?
I swear to God, my niggas ain't even believe I got jumped. They said, bro, quit lying. I swear to God.
But there was no video of it or anything, so it was just kind of, they had to take your word for it?
Yeah, because I had no type of mark to even show I got jumped.
Damn, well, I hope you're all right. I wanted to ask, how do you feel about GMOs?
What you mean?
Genetically modified organisms. It's like some shit that's in your food. You can buy like GMO free food and stuff.
What the fuck is you talking about?
What? You know what I'm talking about, right? You heard of it? Come on. This shit's always in the news and shit.
I ain't hip.
You in your own world, bro.
Leave that shit alone.
No, I'm going to give you an example. Yeah, genetically modified food. Look, the New York Times has a whole section about it. Scientists use CRISPR to make chickens more resistant to bird flu. I mean, I guess, honestly, I can't blame you if you're not reading up on this sort of thing, but just, you know, GMOs in general are kind of always in the news. I feel like they get a bad rap.
Nah. me and my niggas, GMO, not nothing else.
Different GMO, I agree. Yeah. But, like, for instance, a GMO purple tomato is coming to stores. Will the U.S. bite? I'm just saying, like, it might be kind of confusing sometimes. It's probably too late to switch it up, right?
What is you talking about?
Argentina may have figured out how to get GMOs right.
What you talking about?
Okay, different GMO. We got it. Let me see. Oh, okay. What was this? I seen this podcast clip of you where they were like basically telling you that they could outsmoke you, and you ended up walking out of the podcast. What was that? Was that like a skit or anything?
No. Yeah, no, they weren't no fucking skit.
You were just actually annoyed that they were saying they could smoke more than you?
Who are we even talking about this for?
I don't know, it was pretty viral. I was just wondering what was going on that made you want to get the fuck out of there then and there.
I wasn't mad about what?
I don't know, I mean, they just seemed like they were being kind of cringy and weird and you were just over it.
Yeah, that shit was weird as hell. That shit was weird.
It's got to be weird for you going on all these white-led podcasts and they ask you all kinds of zany questions, right?
Huh?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm sure they were offering up a different brand of goofy ass podcast than what I'm currently engaging in.
Nah, it's just you actually is going down that same road.
Oh, the walkout?
Not even a walkout, just like anything.
I feel like if you walked out, it would seem a little forced right now, though.
Yeah, like
I have to like do more.
Cause I'm really chopping it with you. You just. I don't know. You tweaking?
Yeah, but you talked about all this stuff on Instagram Live and stuff.
So. I should have told them the same shit. I'm telling you, like, you tweaking.
You think I'm tweaking just by asking about the beef stuff?
Nah, just.
Or the GMOs.
Yeah, all that other shit.
Well, that was funny.
Yeah. That was a funny joke. That was.
I mean, if you knew how much I hear about people talking about GMOs in the news, you would understand that it's kind of. I'm surprised you haven't heard of that.
No, I ain't heard of that.
You're not concerned about like organic food in general, so I would guess. What are you eating at this point in your life?
What do you mean?
Like what kind of? What do you eat for breakfast?
Man, bro, come on. Bro.
What?
You feel it like for real? Come on, bro.
Okay, lunch? No.
What is we talking about that for?
I don't know. I'm just wondering. Okay, so what else you got going on? Anything we need to know about?
My tape on the way.
Tape's on the way.
Yeah. I'm dropping all here. Pricing.
Oh shit.
Feel me? Only way is up. We're turning up all here.
That's a fact. How'd you become Stacks? We covered the GMO part, but where was the Stacks from?
Just being young as hell.
Just stacking shit?
And I'm young as hell. Always just keep a bankroll of ones. You feel me? I was a kid. You feel me? And I used to say, I got them stacks on me. You feel me? Man. All my niggas started calling me stacks.
For sure.
Some shit like that.
You always punch in or you write as well?
I do both. For real. I can do both.
Sometimes it sounds a little bit too well thought out to be all punched in.
What you mean?
Just a little bit more thought goes into your bars sometimes than I see from the average rapper that seems like they just freestyle in the booth.
I do both. I ain't gonna lie. I can punch in, right? I can do. You feel me? All that shit. I need some robot in that bitch.
For sure. Okay, when's the new tape coming out?
4 days.
4 days. Exciting. I gotta get on that. I'm still listening to the one from 2022, right?
Alright. Yeah, that's the last one. That's why I'm about to drop. You gonna fuck with it. You gonna like it. You gonna fuck with that bitch for sure.
I'm gonna check it out. For sure.
Yeah.
Alright, GMO Stacks. Appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you, bro.
No Jumper. Coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, TikTok, Patreon, Instagram. Like, comment, subscribe, nojumper.com if you want to support.